What was the site of the nation's first public housing complex has new life. Residents have started moving into new housing built at the old Poindexter Village location on Columbus's Near East Side. Poindexter stood for more than 60 years before it was demolished a few years ago. People who remember the old community have mixed feelings about rebuilding one that will be as strong. Others say the future can be brighter. Construction crews stay busy building new townhomes in the 200 block of Champion Avenue for what will be Legacy Point at Poindexter. It's all part of the renovation happening at the 16-acre site of the old Poindexter Village public housing complex. Former resident Rita Smith does not approve of the plans, but can't stay away.
It breaks my heart to go through there, number one. But I do go up and down, you know, I go past it on Mount Vernon Avenue or Long Street. You still have memories of what was. And I'm not impressed with what's there now.
Smith, her husband, and three young children lived at Poindexter Village in the 1950s.
There was a commonality of everybody worked together. Everybody was an extended family. And the village always represented that value, that it was a community. You were held to high values and standards.
As the complex aged, however, drug deals and other crime and violence problems began to overwhelm the neighborhood. Smith chairs the Poindexter Foundation, an organization that has worked closely with the Ohio History Connection to preserve the Poindexter story. Through a partnership with the Columbus Metropolitan Housing Authority, officials saved two of the original brick buildings from demolition at Mount Vernon and Champion. It will be the 59th historical site in Ohio. During Columbus Mayor Andrew Ginther's recent State of the City speech, he talked about the city's commitment to maintain those buildings.
We will work with the Ohio History Connection to create a Central Ohio African American History Museum at this site, and the city will lead the way with a significant financial contribution.
While the city's commitment is welcome, former member of the Poindexter Foundation Board, Yolanda Robinson, still questions why the city could not have saved and renovated all of the buildings.
The bricks, we have some of the bricks. You can't get bricks like that anymore. We had to preserve those buildings, you know, and preserve the legacy of people that lived in there and the legacy of neighborhood pride.
The original Poindexter Village included 414 apartments in 35 buildings. The new project will soon contain 430 townhomes and apartments. That includes a completed senior high-rise building. Construction is scheduled to wrap up in 2 years.
Welcome to a three-bedroom townhome at Legacy Point at Poindexter. We are at the back entrance right now. So this is the kitchen, little dining area, a little bit of storage here.
Bob Bitzenhofer with the Columbus Metropolitan Housing Authority shows off one of the larger townhomes.
We're developing a different kind of community. So the old style of public housing was put all affordable housing in one place. So this is going to be more mixed income. So there'll be, you know, a chance for market rate folks, you know, assisted, you know, folks that are getting a voucher through us. We'll all kind of be living here together.
Bitzenhofer says former residents can move back. Rents will vary. Some residents will pay 30% of their income, while others will pay market rates. Yolanda Robinson remembers visiting friends who lived at Poindexter Village. She wrote a children's book about the neighborhood called There's Magic in the Blackberry Patch. Robinson says the new townhomes and apartments can't replace the memories.
It's a nice building. It's a shell. It hasn't had a chance to have a history. When we look at Poindexter Village, it's a history. We wanted to save the history.
Former resident Rita Smith says she wants Columbus children to learn that history about the Near East Side.
Our children don't have a sense of their roots. They don't have a sense of the businesses that were on Mount Vernon Avenue and Long Street, and how vibrant and successful they were.
Not many businesses remain, and the nearest full-service grocery store is blocks away. The Housing Authority's Bob Bitzenhofer, though, says he expects more positive changes.
We're trying to keep the sense of community and celebrate the history of the Near East Side, but also, you know, kind of help the Near East Side grow.